2043, go ahead.
Yeah, I got two things for you. First one, did they finally move the stop at 28 across the street? Because last couple of days it's been back at its usual spot.
I don't have an immediate answer on that one. I'll have to look into it. And what's the other item?
Oh, wait, male. He's very unstable. I keep have to stop him and ask him to sit up. He keeps falling asleep and almost falling out of his seat. Description, white male, about 55 to 60 years old, white hair, sunglasses, black jacket, blue jeans. I'm not sure if he's intoxicated or if he has other problems.
Okay, copy. Sounds like one of those things that we should just kind of monitor with caution. Let me know if there are any changes.
Affirmative. I'm just letting you know that's kind of how he is, kind of thing. He almost fell out of the seat last trip going towards Beaverton. He got on my bus again, and he's in the same shape.
Copy. Back to the first item. I did find an email on it. So effective Sunday, July 4th, that stop should have been moved from near side to far side, Burnside and 28. What did you find when you passed through there?
Okay, yeah, it wasn't until I just noticed the sign had been moved. It wasn't moved yesterday. It was still in the same spot, near side instead of far side. And it looks like it just got moved. So, okay, next time around, I'll service it on the other side.
All right, sounds good. Again, just let me know if anything changes with the sleeper.
Affirmative. 2043 out.
Yeah, 1354.